Thursday, January 14th, from San Clemente to Lincoln, Nebraska for an address at the university, and then on to D.C. President did a very good job at the university with a serious, uplifting speech preceded by his football presentation, which went over very well. He got a good reception by the students. There was a group that attempted a Peace Now shout down at the very beginning, but they in turn were shouted down by the rest of the audience, and they never let out another peep after that. President worked all the way to Nebraska. He did have me up to the cabin during the flight to Washington for a general discussion of my PR plans and his views. He seemed to buy my general approach of the need to plan on an overall basis for the next 20 months against the thesis that all of our efforts should be directed to the election effort rather than to the long haul, and that we should concentrate rather than spreading our fire. He doesn't buy the idea of Rumsfeld leading the charge on this, because he feels that while he can do a good job for himself, he is not able to do it for anyone else. He got into the whole question of his doing offbeat trips, such as a visit he made to the local grammar school in San Clemente yesterday, where he, from now on, will do this his own way without exploiting the people that he visits. He does want Moore, Klein, Rumsfeld, or Finch to be with him, and then to go out afterwards and describe it. Also, we can let the press in to cover the thing after the president has left, and that way they can pick up reaction. The president then got into wanting to be sure that we give McGregor the rules regarding dealing with congressmen, that he won't have them in for drinks, no cozy groups that just lead to gripes and leaks, etc. Then he discussed Kissinger's point that now that de Gaulle and all of the other major world leaders are gone, the president is clearly now the major leader of the free world. Henry makes this point to the president, but doesn't get it across in any public sense. The president feels we should develop this for introductions to public forums and so forth, that he's the most experienced in foreign policy and the leader in the free world. There's no one else in the same league, etc. He wants to go ahead on a meeting with Dole to make sure we get the guidelines laid down clearly as far as how the political operation goes. And he's still concerned that we haven't done an adequate job on either crime or the environment in getting our accomplishments across. He's thinking about doing 10-minute progress reports on television on major issues such as this from time to time, as well as his progress reports on the war. He's also concerned about building up our ties to the conservatives. He thinks we should use Dole in this direction, but also bring Buchanan, Dent, and Houston in more to the policy activities. He had some other ideas regarding the National Committee, fundraising, etc. Wants to take another swing at getting rid of Bob Wilson and try to get a good campaign chairman in the House. And wants to be sure that we get Klein out over the next 6 months to all the publishers, editors, and TV managers across the country, and then get a report back in detail to the president. In general, he was cleaning up a batch of notes, and that seemed generally to do it. He's quite relaxed, although he's made several cracks about wishing he had known what the Southern California weather report was before he went out there, in which case he would have gone to Florida instead. He does have plans for more frequent trips to Florida and thinks that we've now adequately established the hardworking president line so that we can take off the time that he needs to have off. He called me after getting home to explore whether the speech today in Nebraska was too soft line on the students. Apparently Henry had told him that he had been too apologetic and backed down too much. I don't think that's the case, but there obviously is a fine line to be drawn in this regard. End of January 14th.